Good afternoon. The upper level disturbance responsible for the snow and mixed precipitation earlier today continues to pivot through New England. On this track, most of the precipitation has ended from I-90 south, with the exception of a few spotty rain showers and pockets of drizzle. To the north of I-90, particularly in the Adirondacks and Champlain Valley, we're continuing to see a mixture of snow, freezing rain, and rain showers, and this will continue into the middle to latter portion of the afternoon in these areas. Temperatures, meanwhile, have climbed above freezing in most places, especially where precipitation has ended, but even in locations in northern New York and central and northern Vermont, any snow that falls will do so into an air mass that is marked with temperatures generally 32 or slightly above. The exceptions to this would be across the higher terrain, where a couple more inches of snow will be possible, and otherwise we will see minor accumulations as this storm departs by the end of the day. Where the precipitation has already come to an end, we may even see some breaks of sunshine in the mid and lower Hudson Valley in southern New England, and in these locations we could expect high temperatures closer to the 40-degree mark. Skies will remain mostly cloudy tonight and tomorrow, as upper-level energy will still be passing through the region. Not enough energy to produce any significant precipitation, but a spotty light rain or snow shower possible, especially on Wednesday afternoon across the higher terrain as temperatures reach the upper 30s and lower 40s once again. High pressure will allow the skies to clear out on Wednesday night and lead to more sunshine for the day on Thursday. However, another system will make an approach by late in the day with some increasing clouds as highs reach the middle 40s. That system will push through the region on Friday with mostly cloudy skies and mostly rain showers as highs reach into the upper 40s. A blast of cooler air will move in behind the system on Friday night, and Saturday will be mostly cloudy with highs back down to around 40. The storm system will emerge out of the Tennessee Valley and head in our direction Saturday night and Sunday. Right now it looks like it'll be too far off the East Coast for any significant precipitation, but we'll continue to watch the track of this as it evolves during the course of the week. Either way, it looks like somewhat cooler air will move in on Sunday with highs back into the 30s before bouncing back into the 40s with sunshine on Monday. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 97 degrees at Santee and Roblar Canyon, both in California, to a low of 11 below zero at Estcourt Station, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City becoming partly sunny near 50, Boston rain tapering off, then mostly cloudy in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with drizzle or a few rain showers and highs in the upper 30s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today 47 degrees, the average low 31. The record high 71 set in 1921 and the record low 12 in 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 6:52 a.m., sunset this evening 4:29 p.m., 9 hours and 37 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with snow and freezing rain tapering off to rain showers this afternoon with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with pockets of drizzle this afternoon, otherwise temperatures will top out in the mid-40s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, pockets of snow showers, rain showers, and drizzle this afternoon with temperatures approaching 40. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers late tonight and lows near 30. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy, perhaps a few breaks of sunshine with a few spotty areas of drizzle and perhaps a few snow flurries this afternoon with highs around 40. Mostly clear tonight with lows near 30. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Steady precipitation winding down with areas of drizzle and a few spotty rain or snow showers. Otherwise, we could see some breaks of sunshine with highs around 40. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows around 30. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, lower 40s. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds Thursday, lower to mid-40s. A chance of rain showers, perhaps some snow showers late Friday in the upper 40s. Mostly cloudy on Saturday, near 40. A mix of sun and clouds back to the upper 30s on Sunday and into the lower to mid-40s with mostly sunny skies on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.